and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm so excited. Today is Wednesday, June the 30th, already at the end. This is the last day of June, you guys. We're going in the seventh month of 2021. So much stuff going on, though, already. We're still, even with the vaccinations and still with all of that, we still have corona. It's still out here, okay? It's still out here. Now it's an even more intense variation of it. So still wear your mask, you guys. We don't know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't. I mean, we can't tell by you not wearing your mask, but just stay prayed up and keep wearing your mask, okay? Social distance, wash your hands, and just keep it going. We're not at a new normal. So there's no new normal, okay? So be careful. Also, with Florida, that building that fell, oh my God, my heart goes out to the families of those that are still missing. That's a situation. And finally, the flooding is over in Detroit and parts of Michigan. So, I mean, but still, so much going on. But guess what? Today is a new day. Today is June 30th, and you're here with me. Right? Worldwide. Okay. I was talking about things that were going on in the United States, but worldwide, you guys. So I'm super excited to be here with you as always, because Wednesday is my favorite day ever. I get to hang out with you guys. So let's go on with the weather. And I'm super excited about today's show. Okay. Washington, D.C., you're gonna be, let's see, you're 90 degrees already, and your high today is gonna be 97. That is hot, so be ready for that. You do have some thunderstorms coming this evening around 8 p.m. London, you are 63 degrees right now. Your high is 64. You got cloudy skies all day. You're waking up tomorrow to 52 degrees. Your high is going to be 72, partly cloudy. Los Angeles, you are 66 degrees. Our high today is going to be 81 degrees, all sunshine. But right now we're cloudy. So that's going to be great. Let's see. In Atlanta, you're 84 degrees. 88 is your high. You got thunderstorms coming this afternoon as well. Let's see, South Australia, you are 50 degrees right now and clear. That's your high. And tomorrow you're waking up to 39 degrees, and your high tomorrow is going to be 57 degrees. Okay, in Hawaii, you are 55 degrees. Your high today is going to be 72, and all sunshine. You're waking up to 52 degrees, and 72 is going to be your high. Kenya, you are 84 degrees. That's your high. You got showers coming this evening, your time. 70 degrees is what you're waking up to. 86 is going to be your high tomorrow, and you got thunderstorms coming. Puerto Rico, you are 77 degrees right now. 79 degrees is your high. You got showers coming this evening, just a little bit, not much. 68 is going to be what you're waking up to tomorrow. 79 is your high, and 50% thunderstorms. Portugal, you are 61 degrees and cloudy right now. That's your high. Showers coming in a little bit. You're waking up to 55 degrees. 63 degrees is your high, and you have showers coming every day until next week. So definitely be prepared for that. If I didn't say your country, your continent, or your state or city, guess what? It doesn't matter what's going on in you, around you, about you. Guess what? God is still in control, and he has the final say. He is always gonna do what he say. All right. Well, I love you so much. We're gonna take a sponsorship break, and we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
All right. Let's talk about it, you guys. Okay. I think this is going to be a mixture of what's on my mind and ministerial moment. I just want to just encourage people today with all of this stuff going on in social media. You know, we have so many social media outlets and people are genuinely really trying to find their way through. People are trying to figure this thing out. Which one am I connected to? Which one should I do? We got Facebook, Clubhouse, Green Room, Instagram, Twitter. We got everything going on. And a lot of these are really, really just instant gratifying, like, you know, these voice apps, you know, like Green Room and Clubhouse. So listen, I really want to encourage everybody to just really know who you are. You know, the apps are really programmed, I think, to do some things that make people crazy. I'm serious. I have heard and seen some people just act stone foolish in these rooms and on these apps. And, you know, I believe that some of this is helping people feel a little puffed up. I mean, I'm just generalizing it and saying what I've noticed. And it's really, really something to see it. I mean, it's so serious and it's just such ego and such silliness. And I'm just like, this is crazy. So I want to talk to the people that are joining into these apps and, you know, really trying to network and things like that. And you're wanting to network and you're wanting to connect with people and things like that. Listen, know who you are, man. Please know who you are. You know, remain humble. If you're going in there to network, if you're going in there to connect, if you're going in there to, you know, start your business or your podcast or whatever, you know who you are before you go out in there. Because I've seen these apps change some folks. I mean, one minute they're cool and the next minute it's like, you know, they're like, you know, I don't know, they're dictating and, you know, bullying and things like that. So I really, really encourage everyone to just know who you are and just, you know, really go into these apps with confidence because you are special too. You know what I'm saying? We all have a word inside of us. We all have some creativity to add. You know, we have something to add to the app. So really, really and truly, don't be discouraged. If your feelings got hurt, listen, I totally get it because, you know, it's just crazy out there. You know, so just, you know that, hey, you're not alone. It's a lot of people. I mean, it's people literally going in some of these rooms and on these apps really coming out wounded. Emotionally, because, you know, people are, you know, turning into bullies and dictators and it's cliquish and things like that. And the app was meant, I don't know what the app was meant for, but I know what people's ideas are when they go in there. They want to go in there to connect, like I said. They want to go in there to network and they just, you know, some of them just want to have fun like me. So that's why I don't care. You know, I go in there because I want to have fun, but I've seen people be affected emotionally. And it's similar to what they were saying about Instagram at the beginning with the likes and the unlikes and all of that stuff and how many followers you got. I just say whenever you go on these apps, listen, you just got to be a tough cookie, okay? Just tough it up. And or don't go on there. That's all. You know, keep it simple. Don't look for more than what you, you know, what you originally intended. You know, if you, hi, how are you? If you intended to go on there for networking, keep it simple about your business. Stay there. But even that gets a little crazy. So I'm just saying you got to have tough skin even with that. If you go on there to, you know, fellowship or maybe you have a ministry, maybe you have a, you know, a podcast, you know, Just really stay focused and stay consistent. Not everybody is going to connect with you. Not everyone is going to like what you're saying. Not everyone is going to support what you're saying because it's a lot of that. It's not that you don't have anything good to say or that you don't have anything to add to. It's just the fact that people, it's competitive. And literally, some people just want to be the head honcho. You know, they want to be the go-to. They want to be the ones that everybody, you know, is praising and worshiping and, you know, thanking. Oh, thank you. I would be nothing without you. And that advice you just gave was amazing. I mean, it's crazy. But anyway, I just want to talk to the people that are really struggling with that and just know that, you know, you are somebody and you have some value, okay? And I just want to encourage you to maybe take a break from it. You know, take a minute. You know, regroup yourself, learn from the things that are, you know, that you felt attacked you emotionally. Because honestly, as a believer, we're supposed to be steadfast and unmovable. No matter where we, no matter what arena we're in, make sure God has sent you there and know that you know that you know who you are and most importantly, who you belong to. There's more for you than there is against you. So I want to just encourage those out there that may be going through that, you know, emotionally, because I've been hearing a lot of, you know, in other rooms complaints about other rooms and other apps. And I'm like, well, listen, it shouldn't even be this. It shouldn't be like this, you know? But yeah, I just wanted to share that since we're in the tech world and everything is techie and robotic and everything like that, we might as well have these conversations because I think a lot of people that are believers, they don't really know how to adapt and adjust. It's a totally different world. You got people that you can't see face to face. So, of course, a lot of people are more bucked up when they're behind a phone or a computer. So, I mean, know this and know that who you are. And like I said, just hold on and to yourself, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, have confidence and boldness to stand for where you are and what you believe, and just keep, remain you. Don't let it change you. Don't let it, you know, keep you. Don't let it put you in emotional bondage. Don't let it do that to you. You know, take a break. Some things are just, you know, overdone. Maybe it's just too many times you've been on there. Maybe just come back. Because sometimes when people get familiar with you, they don't know how to treat. You know, people don't know how to treat people. So it's kind of like if you've been on there too much, that means that they've gotten familiar with you. And if they've gotten familiar with you, whatever range of business that you're in, then that might be your title or your position might be challenged. Anytime people get too familiar with you, where they feel like they can just say certain things to you, talk to you certain ways, and things like that. That's with anyone as a boss, as a leader, you know, with your employees. You know, you can't just let them know all of your personal stuff because they get too familiar. And at any moment, they will challenge that by throwing something up in your face or challenging whatever the insecurity is that you reveal. And that's just something that's not good business sense. So, like I said, if you're going into this app and you need, you know, you're networking for a podcast or a business or whatever, keep all your stuff, like hold yourself down. You know what I'm saying? Hold yourself down, be confident. And if stuff starts getting shady, just take a break. It's not the end all. There's other apps, you know, there's other places to go, or just take a breather from the apps altogether. Okay? This has been Ministerial Moment and what's on my mind. All at the same doggone time. All right, we're gonna take a commercial break. And we got Shep Cray coming. That, oh my God. You don't even know how excited I am to have him on because I love this person. I love him. I love everything about his whole journey. I love everything about his food is the bomb. So I love his wife. I love his daughters. I love his family. I like everything about him. I love, and I had to have him on the show. He's from Harlem, And he sure can move like a New Yorker. I already told him about that. And that's just something I like to joke with him. But he don't show posts of him dancing enough. I think he should do it more. But anyway, I love everything about what he does, as far as with other chefs and the networking and stuff. And I know that he's probably got something to add to this as well. But I don't really see him on any apps like that because he's too doggone busy, okay? But anyway, DC's own, we just claimed him because we love him. He's got Kitchen Cray in DMV area, which is Maryland, DC, and Virginia in the United States. You're gonna love him too. We'll be right back after this commercial break with Chef Cray. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
This is Kareem Ellis, speaker, teacher, trainer, number one breakthrough strategist. And I just want to give you some powerful words of wisdom very, very quickly. I want you to understand that you have been put here on purpose, with purpose, by purpose, for purpose. That means, my friend, whether you know it or not, you are in labor. You have been knocked up with purpose. And the question I have for you right now is, what are you supposed to give birth to in this season of your life? You are rocking right now with Dr. Gina Prince.
Ooh, I love it. Rocking with Dr. Gina Prince and listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Want to try it again?
And you are rocking with Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Okay, and we got Chef James Robinson from Kitchen Cray with us. Welcome. How are you?
Thanks. Excellent. Thank you. How are you?
I am fantastic. Listen, I know you heard me just rave about you, okay, because I've been following with you, and I've even gone to your restaurant. And I mean, I'll get into that later, but I just want people to know, where did all of this begin with you and, you know, cooking and that, this whole creative thing about you? When did this start for you?
It started in New York. So I was basically in New York. I was around like 12 years old, and in New York, you get to choose, you know, what high school you want to go to. Each high school had like a major because they wanted to prepare you for college.
Wow.
So my first choice was the finance. I didn't get accepted. And my second was culinary arts. And I got accepted to that. So once I got accepted in that, like, that's when my journey began. And
is
I went
that
to college.
Where you met a lot of the other, like, Robley and all of that? Like, is that where you all met, or did you meet some of the other chefs after you graduated and started doing your thing? Because I just imagine in my head, like, y'all all went to school together. Is that how it happened?
Oh, nah. So I actually,
remember Roble had his show. So when his show came, I was actually in D.C. and I kind of just started, you know, getting Kitchen Cray off the ground. And he saw, you know, his team saw how we were moving on Instagram. So when the premiere of the second season came out, he was like, hey, can you get those guys to cater it so we don't have to work? So I was just like, I didn't know him at all. So I was just like, man, I'm not catering, you know, for another caterer, not unless, you know, Roble called me himself. So I know, you know, we're not wasting time. And he called me, and then ever since then, like, we've just been, like, real good friends.
Wow. Well, listen, I want to go a little bit. Okay, so we got the beginning, so about where it started. You were 12. You went to school for it, and that's amazing in itself because I didn't even know that they had schools like that in New York or anywhere for that matter. So that's amazing. And it's actually something that I had got it put in my spirit that I would do, like, one day to school, and it would have culinary and photography and all this stuff. But anyway, that's a vision. But I just wanted to ask you, so once you got your certification and all of that, when did the vision, like, start, and how did it start? Like, when you started getting, I mean, when did the name come up right away, Kitchen Cray? How did it start? Was it catering? What? Tell us about that.
So, Kitchen Cray, basically, it started like Cray was an acronym. So, the acronym was basically the C is for the creativity, the R is for the revolution that we were starting, and the A is for the artistry because the culinary artists, and the Y is for the youth because we started out, you know, really young. And I just thought, like, you know, it represented us well. So that's what we came up with, the cranes, and we always in the kitchen. So I was like, you know what, that's perfect.
Wow. So how many of you is there?
My team, because we have three restaurants now, so it's about 80 of us.
Eight? Did you say how many?
It's about 80.
80, wow. So how many is the foundation? Who did you start with? Or does that not even matter?
So whoever started with me, like, none of them are no longer with me. So, yeah, it's me. I actually have a new team. So I have, he's like my uncle. His name is Sudan Williams. I brought him on as my business partner. So he's actually helping me with, like, you know, all the day-to-day stuff and getting things handled. So, yeah, and then I just rebuilt a new team because, you know, each level requires, like, a different level of talent. So when we first started, you know, it was like us having fun. And then once I started seeing that we can really grow this thing to a real business, that's when I had to switch some people out because, you know, like, people are who they are. So I'm just like, I'm not going to waste people's time and keep them on it while I'm trying to do something serious and they just want to play around.
Right, right.
So
that's good wisdom for anyone listening. And I know I'm starting in the, because we're going to get to the fun part in a minute about the food, but I really feel like it's people out here listening all over the world, in Africa and Pakistan, you know, and they really want to start something like sewing and, you know, making fashion garments and, you know, even cooking. And so they want to open their restaurants and they want it to be on a higher level. You know what I mean? So I just feel like this is inspiring so many people worldwide. We got people in London that are listening, in Canada that's listening. And so, you know, it's just so good to hear the beginnings. I mean, really, honestly, no matter if it's Eddie LaVert or Pastor Shirley Caesar, I go in with them so people can know how it started. And they really love, you know, telling it. So I hope this is not lengthy for you, but I appreciate your time with explaining to everyone because there was a beginning. And so I love what you're saying, you know, prioritizing the vision and not allowing anything, including just relationships, to hinder what you feel that you have to trailblaze through and make happen. Is that what you're saying, basically, in a nutshell, for those that are listening?
Yeah, like, basically, you got to, like, I just, you know, follow my passion, prayed on it, and God gave me the signs because I didn't want to open a restaurant at first. We were doing restaurant takeovers, and I felt like I had a lot of fun doing that. We got to travel a lot. You know, it was a lot of fun, and I saved up my money, and people would say, well, when we're in D.C., how can we try your food? And I will always have to say, like, I'm doing a pop-up here. I'm doing a pop-up there. So I said, you know what? I prayed. I said, Lord, just give me one spot. I start out, you know, doing pop-up there. And we got our first location, and it just went crazy. And I'm just glad that, you know, I invested in myself, because I feel like a lot of small black businesses and talented chefs, they can't get their shine because they don't have the capital. They don't have the credit, and they don't have collateral. So
wow.
Banks are not really funding their dreams. So we have to, like really practice working on our credit, really doing the right thing with our money, and stop trying to keep up with people and, you know, acting like we have money when we really don't. And it's just
wow.
Like, you'll get to that level, you know, just make the sacrifices until you get to that level. But a lot of people like to fake it till they make it, but I always say they forget the most important part, and that's making it. They fake it so much they get caught up in it.
And they never
like
make
life.
It.
Yeah.
Wow, so. That is such good advice, Chef James. Thank you so much for sharing that. That is like a mind-blowing moment for a lot of people. You know, honestly, I can see it, and I believe it, and I live it. It's just, you know, the grind is real, and that should be the priority more than anything, because, you know, is the shine will come. It's just that you have to do the groundwork and the foundation first. And I love how you laid the foundation down. And even with that, your food is amazing. And I want to just say this, because people may not know this, but he was also on Hell's Kitchen. So tell everybody about that, right? Was it Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah, Hell's Kitchen, man. And it was hell. Like, it was one of the hardest things, you know, like that I felt like I did, because we had to move to L.A. for like a month and some change. And basically, you was in a house, no TV, no music, no nothing. There's no books to read, anything. It was just like you being locked up, and they just try to break you down every day. And, of course, it's a competition, so it's just like you don't get to see yourself talk to anybody, but you have to compete every day. You got to wake up. You know, it was a test. It's like every day you had to work up, wake up, and just go hard. And then booby traps to set you, create drama. Like, it was a lot. But it was a good
experience. They actually created drama. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad to hear you say it. So let me ask you this, Chef James, and you're breaking up a little bit with your connection. Let me ask you this while you get that together. What did you grab from that experience, though? Was there any learning experience or anything that you took away from that experience? Because, our steps are ordered by the Lord. So what do you think that you got from that?
What I got from that is that you can't trust everybody. And just make sure you're moving correct and staying focused, because at any moment, somebody could turn their back on you. Like, you think, you know, you're doing the right thing and, you know, trying to be play fair, play by rules, and everybody is not by those same set of rules. So you just got to know the game that you're playing in and master it and just play that game.
Wow. The game of life. Overall, this is for every area. Okay, let's get to the good part, because all of this was good, all of it. But, you know, everybody want to know about the food for real. So let me just tell you my experience first and foremost. I went during the pandemic. Amazing. The host, everybody there was so nice, so cool. He has, this is the one on 8th Street. So that's the one I went to, because I live in that area. And so I went. I'm there. My son and I went on my birthday, and he has this backdrop that says Kitchen Cray. Oh, and I want to talk about the youth, and because you said about the youth, and I want to talk about what you do also with other chefs, too, because I know you do some other stuff, training or something, classes or something, I think I saw. But anyway, let's get to the food first, because that's important for this segment. Okay, so I get there. I mean, they're taking photos. I'm feeling like a supermodel. I mean, we sit down at the table. The food, oh, my gosh. You get a lot Okay, first of all, you get a nice size amount. But I had the macaroni. I know my son had the macaroni and cheese with the fried lobster, my first time having a fried lobster. And then it had the nerve to have lobster pieces all in the macaroni and cheese. And then I think I had the salmon and it had all kind of, and I think I had macaroni and cheese with my salmon, and it had some other, like it was the seafood thing, and I had all this seafood on there. I'm talking about the bomb, and I don't do this with everybody's food, although I'm a foodie, but his food is so amazing. I kept watching everybody else's like appetizers. I think we did have the wings also. I did get the banana pudding. Amazing. I had such a good time for my birthday there. And people are so loyal to you. I've been seeing since the pandemic has lifted up more and more lines. Like I've been seeing on social media, 3-hour waits and things like that. But then you open up the outside, and this is on 8th Street, but you still have the location in Maryland, and you just opened up in Virginia, right?
So we opened in Virginia. We're doing our soft opening July 30th. So we're working on, you know, getting staff in there now, getting the menu together, and just getting that started. But yeah, like
wow.
like people on a lot of love, a lot of support. Like it's crazy for us. And it's like even today I have an interview with the Washington football team, so I'm hoping there's some good news saying that we can open the kitchen crane in the stadium. So
I'm
gonna
need everybody
to pray for me on that one.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't realize how many eyes you're opening. You're opening up so many eyes of young people, you know, even, you know, 20s and 30s and 40s and even 50s. People are watching you and they're like, I can do that. Like, you know, it's inspiration beyond measures just to see where you've come, and especially coming from, you know, New York and then coming to D.C. and how D.C. is just loving on you. You guys, he's always on somebody's television show in D.C. Like, I'm telling you, I'm surprised nobody has you up to have your own show. And you know what I mean? They have?
Yeah, we had a few people pitch to us, so we've been talking to a few people, and we just... You know, we just wanted to make the right decision, the right move, because it's like, you know, with the show business, it's tricky. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of work.
I don't know. In the midst of all of this, just public visibility and, you know, groundbreaking restaurant building chains. I mean, going into the FedEx Field, I'm claiming it in Jesus' name, and all of that, and your food is super duper good. I mean, my son, his friend took him there for our last day because we had moved from D.C. to L.A., right? And so my son's friend took him there, and my son's friend bought me the macaroni and cheese with the fried lobster, and I couldn't eat it because I didn't know that my son was bringing it home because I had already eaten. I was so mad that I didn't know because I really wanted it. So I saved it for the next day for our flight. Literally the next day we were flying out. I had my macaroni and cheese and fried lobster in the cart because, of course, we're moving. So I had a lot of luggage more than usual. So I'm like, okay, so we're giving them our luggage. And my son takes the cart and pushes it back with my lobster and macaroni and cheese. I didn't even get to eat it, Chef. My last taste. Oh my God. So I admit my mouth was watering for that because, you know, it's a 5-hour flight from DC to LA. So I was like, oh, it's going to be, you know, room temperature. I'm going to get to throw down on this thing a good 3 hours in my flight. And I realized, where is it? So anyway, that's how much we love you. But I want to talk about, with all of that going on, you have a brand new baby girl, London. You and your beautiful wife, you guys are multiplying and doing your thing. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, congratulations on that. And so before we have you go, I know you were doing something with other chefs. Is there some kind of classes that you're doing, you know, or some kind? I know you're giving back. Can you tell about that?
So right now I'm actually doing a big event with Chef Kwame. We actually taking over a resort, and it's like a big cookout. It's a block party. Like, it's like celebrating Black culture. And he came up with this idea and was just like, yo, you want to be down with it? And I'm just like, you know, put me down. Like, I'm down for Black culture. Like, that's what I do. Like, I try my best to put, you know, our Black brothers and sisters on. And we just started this, I'm starting like an investment group with all Black people. So we're just trying to get like just teach Black people how money works.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 'cause I feel like a lot of us, we don't have the knowledge on how to get capital. And we end up doing the wrong thing, which is spending our own money and not using the resources that we have out there that's set up to actually protect us and protect our money. And I just felt like, you know, I got to get that word out to them and let them know this is how you do XYZ to get to certain levels.
Wow. Where is this going to be, and again, and how can people sign up, and what date, happening?
Yeah, we still working on that now. So it's no location yet, no date. I'm still putting the team together so we can actually get out here and do it.
Oh, man, I want to be a part of that. I want to bring my son. He's 16. I'm hoping you do it before he turns 17 in March, you know, because he wants to go into business. And I just think that this is something. See, I learned all of that stuff later on in life because my mom didn't know and her mom didn't know. You know what I'm saying? So it's really like a generational thing. And I'm so grateful that a lot of the young people now are like waking up and, you know, really, really sharing this knowledge and expanding other people's awareness of it because it's so important. I'm sure that I know a little bit more than my mom, but it's so much more out there that I would like to learn as well. And I know my son is very good with numbers and math and all of that stuff. And it wants business so bad. Like, he wants that really bad. So I really hope that it's of all ages. I don't know if it is. I mean, for a certain age, I hope. And if you do think of something to do for young business people that's coming up, that's still in high school, that'd be great too. Chef James Robinson from Kitchen Cray, you know we love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You are a part of the family. Yes, and I want you to tell everybody where they can follow you on your social media and your website, please, and all of your locations as well.
Yeah, check me out at Mr. Chefito, that's MrChefito on social media, www.kitchencray.com. And yeah, we're in Maryland, Atlanta, Maryland. We're in Northeast Washington, D.C. on 8th Street. And then we're in Alexandria, Virginia, starting July 30th.
I mean, my whole spirit is just leaping right now for you. I'm just so excited for you and your family and even the team that's been working with you along the way. It's just so exciting. FedEx Field is next. I claim it in Jesus' mighty name. And I just got one request for you. I need you to do some kind of dance move once in a while, even more than that one little bit. If you gave me complete life when I saw you in your post that day, I said, you better get it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I knew you was from New York when I saw that. I said New Yorker all day long. I knew it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Chef James Robinson. We love you again, and I can't wait to have you back on again to talk about even more endeavors that you have accomplished in the near future. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Can you do me a favor and do a radio drop with Doug while he plays DJ Spivey's segment for me? I would love to get a radio drop from you.
Okay, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, Doug, take it away, and we'll go right in transition to DJ Dave Spivey's segment.
Yeah. Glory. Somebody shout glory.
Telling you, gotta follow him and check him out, you guys. He rocks. It is DJ_Spivey_radio. All right, DJ_Spivey_radio. Go check him out. He's on YouTube and everything. I'm telling you, he's blowing up. Everybody loves him. Also, I was literally at a grocery store. I just want to share this. And I was at the produce department. And I went to ask the produce man a question. And I had on a DJ Dave Spivey t-shirt. And DJ Dave Spivey, He said, I know that shirt. I know that brand. I know that label. And I said, what? And he said, yes, he's on YouTube. And I said, wow, that is incredible. So all over, DJ Spivey is known all over the world. And so I really love that, that he's a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat too. All right, we'll take a commercial break and then we'll talk a little bit more. We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig. Everybody's looking at you.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
What's up, everybody? This is Tre'Krae.
And this is Adrian.
And we are Last Call.
You're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, so keep it locked.
All right, so listen, La Host Hair and Wigs, let's go back to that. You can contact them at 248-546-4247. Again, 248-546-4247. Check them out on their website, lahosthair.com. Again, lahosthair.com. They ship anywhere, and they're in over 200 Walmarts nationwide in America. So go and check them out also on walmart.com. Oh my gosh. Anyway. All right, Doug, what a show today. What a show today. I don't really have anything else to say, but I know one thing I want you to know. You got to live healthy, live whole, and live in your destiny always and all day long. It's all about what you were created to do, all about purpose. So listen, it doesn't even matter about anything else. Are you fulfilling your purpose? That's what's on my mind. I want you to fulfill your divine purpose. I was so glad to have Chef James on today. Look at all that has been accomplished. Just so focused and so determined with a vision. Didn't care about the bling and the this and the that. Although he's got plenty of that now. He is living large now, okay? But the humble beginnings, you know, people talk about people that don't have this and don't do that, but they don't see the labor that's going on in a vision. You know, monies go in a vision. Sacrifices go in a vision. You know, time goes in a vision. Not having, that's part of sacrifice, goes in a vision. And I'm telling you, the reward is great because when you see that vision manifest, oh boy, glory to God. I'm just so thankful. You know, some people it takes 3 years. Some people it takes, you know, 20 years. Some people it takes 5 years. I don't know. It could be overnight. I don't know, but I know overnight stuff don't always last. It's always through the journey that you learn so much more and you grab on so much, you know. So I just want you to encourage you to just really stick to the vision. Don't worry about anyone. Have tunnel vision when it comes to that. Like, meaning, just keep your eyes on the prize, you know, so you can finish your race as a winner. You know, get the trophy, you know, get the accolades, get the, you know, the position, get this, stability, get all of that, you know, because it's not just accomplishing something or just having one part of something, it's having a whole thing, you know. So I just want to encourage you about that. And again, like I said, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you always. What an incredible show today. DJ Dave Spivey and Chef James Robinson from Kitchen Cray. I'm loving you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.